The American attitude is based on a principle which they have, which is called substantial equivalence. That is, they take some genetically modified food and they take its equivalent ungenetically modified and they analyse it, okay, by chemical analysis. Okay? And if they find that the genetically modified food is 99.9% equivalent to the normal food, that is, it contains no more than 0.1% difference, whatever that difference may be, okay, then we will count it as equivalent, and we say it's normal. Okay? What people argue is that 0.1%, if it's something particularly toxic, of course, can kill you. Right? Okay. But we don't investigate the 0.1%. We don't worry about what it is at all. All right? Okay. And this is done then on the basis of reviewing specific information given to the regulatory authorities by the companies that produce the food. Okay? Now, of course, as I said, the only real test is the long-term health surveillance of a population that's eating it. And as I said, the Americans are very kindly doing the experiment for us. Okay? And it may well be that they're right and there is nothing different as far as its effect on human beings is concerned of genetically modified food. So finally, what are the wider issues that are involved in this? Why is it, for instance, that most people in the UK would prefer not to eat genetically modified food? Okay, there are some ethical questions, as I indicated before. Those are based on, we might call them intrinsic objections, that is, objections to genetic modification itself. Okay? And they can be based on feelings about how the world is, expressed in religious language often as talking about creation, okay, the creation of the world as being the work of God, okay, and that what we have, and you can put this under many religious headings, okay, I'm obviously talking from a Christian viewpoint because that's the way I am, but you can think of it in relationship to your religious background, okay, that the world is as it is, and that is proper, right, and that to fiddle around with how it is, that is to move genes from one organism to another, is somehow changing things in a way which is not right. Okay, so rightness is in creation as it is given to us, right, and wrongness is in other kinds of things. Okay, the other sort of intrinsic objection basically comes down to, well, you scientists might tell me that it's harmless, but I'm not really inclined to believe you. There is in Great Britain and in a number of other European countries, what I might call healthy distrust of the scientist. Okay? In other words, prove to me that what you say is true. Okay? And if you can only say to me, well, these three things might happen, but I don't have any evidence that they do or they don't. Right? As in, for instance, these things, right? I say, these might happen, but I don't know that they do or they don't. Okay? So people will say, well, if that's all you're going to say, right, unless you've gone away and done some experiments and find out that it definitely doesn't happen, right, I'm going to say, well, just for now, I won't trust you, right? Okay? I'll take my own advice and I'll leave it alone, thank you. Right? So the intrinsic objections. People don't really believe that genetic modification is not harmless because it seems somehow strange, odd. Scientists say it's okay, but, you know, are they really trustworthy? Okay. There are other extrinsic objections. In other words, there are people who don't object to genetic modification per se, but would object to these particular genetic modifications, the crops themselves, because they endanger the environment, potentially. If they escape, then what will happen? Okay. Or consumers are deprived of choice. It's a particularly big thing about the American decision not to segregate genetically modified from non-genetically modified products. Because I'm deprived of choice, okay, choice is what I rely on for my freedom, okay? You're depriving me of choice, I don't want that, I won't choose you. Okay, so those are the ethical questions. It's good or bad for those reasons.